And it, in the rainy seasons, it would back up water in reservoirs. And then in those reservoirs, they would build ditches and spillways and stuff to water the fields, to grow the crop. They were depending on the earthly water to satisfy them and to keep them alive. But here, the writer is telling us that this is not the land of Egypt, but a land of hills and valleys, and we're drinking from the water from heaven. Did not Jesus say, I am the living water? If we drink from him, we'll live forever. If we drink from the things of this world, we're going to die. Of course, we're going to die anyway. Everybody knows that by the flesh that we're in. But he's talking about the living water. Brethren, I'll tell you, this is the land where the living water is. This is the land where the milk and honey flows. This is the land where God feeds his children by manna that comes down from heaven. When a child of God comes into the old church and takes up his cross and be baptized into this kingdom, a children of God, he has the ability to drink of this water. He has the ability to eat of this manna that comes from on high. Jesus said, you eat the bread of this world and you die, but you eat the bread that I give, you'll have life eternal. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. We eat upon him daily. We drink from this fountain. The Bible says there's a fountain open to the house of Israel, and it never runs dry. It's always giving. It's life-giving water. As Jesus went there to the well, and that Samaritan woman was drawing water, and he said, give unto me to drink. And she said, me being a Samaritan, I have no dealings with you. But he says, if you'll drink of the water that I give you, you'll have life eternal. And she couldn't understand that at the time, because God had not opened her eyes to it. But when God opens your eyes to see these things, how sweet it is. And he says, a land which the Lord thy God cares for. Oh, I'll tell you, brethren, the Lord cares for his people. The Lord cares for the church. I ain't talking about the building. It's up to us to take care of the building, but the church that God takes care of is in the heart. The one that he took out the old stony heart and put in a heart that might feel him. That's what he takes care of. And he says, and the land which the Lord thy God cares for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you shall haste, hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in due season, for the first rain and the latter rain, that mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. Let me tell you, when God waters, it'll multiply. You know, a lot of times we go out into the garden and we plant something, and we water it and try to take care of it, and sometimes it comes up, sometimes it don't. Sometimes it comes up and it looks good, but it don't yield any fruit. But I'm telling you, this land where the God of glory keeps, it's going to prosper. If we are obedient and command and keep his commands. He says in the Old Testament, if we be obedient and keep his commandments, we shall eat the good of the land. So that tells me that the crops of this land which God keeps and his eyes upon will never fail if we be obedient. Brother Keith and I were talking about the things that we can do. We can be obedient to God, or we can be disobedient. And if we're disobedient, look out, children of God. You're going to take the rod of correction, the rod of wrath of God. I know growing up as a child, when I did something wrong, there's an old bush out beside the door with hickories about that long. I knew that I was going to get a whooping. I'll tell you, brethren, it's the same way with our Heavenly Father. If we disobedient, we're going to take the stripes of wrath from our Father. I'd rather have the goodness and the mercies of God upon me. I want to live in this land where it's flowing with milk and honey. I want to go to this place where we can rest under the shadow of his great wing. I want to go to a place where the Lord is there. David said in the 23rd Psalm, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I that's where we're going to find him, in the kingdom of our God. He's our shepherd. He leads us by the still waters. Oh, brethren, there's waters in the kingdom that's flowing daily and that freely. And he says in Isaiah, says, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, let him come and drink, having no money to buy." You can't buy this, children of God. Men in the world have tried to buy this. Over in the New Testament, he said, some one man came up to the apostles and said, "Can I buy the Holy Spirit?" Peter, I believe it was, says, "Thy money perish with thee," because you can't buy what the Lord gives. Our Lord gives it freely. He said it's God's good pleasure to give unto you this kingdom. My friends, it's not that we deserved it. It's not that we're good enough to receive it, but God has made us good enough. God has made us willing in the day of his power. He's given us all things that pertain to righteousness and godliness. Over here in the Ezekiel letter, I want to read this scripture here. He says in the 25th verse of the 34th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, he says, "And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep on the woods." And he says, "And I will make them and the places around about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the showers to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing." We know that the church is established on the highest hill in this old world. It's the highest one of authority in this world. And he says, around about it, I will cause showers to come in this due season. And it will flourish. And it will bring forth fruit. And that's why from time to time you see a little bud that comes out of the world and grows up into the church. You see one that comes from the wilderness outside come and take up his cross and follow Jesus. We were at a church down in the Bear Creek three weeks ago. We went down and saw a little 8-year-old ask a home in the church and was baptized. And we went back up into the church and had singing and had preaching. The elder opened the doors again, and another come home, asked him to be a home with those people. And he said, "What hindereth us? There's water in the pool." And so we all just turned, went right back down to the baptism pool and watched her being baptized. Brother, I'll tell you, the showers of blessings come. They come in season. You know, there's Solomon said there's a time and season for everything under the sun. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to be plucked up, time to harvest, and all of these things. And there is time. And it's not based on our time either. It's the time of God. Whenever God chooses. Because time is in God's hands. And he says, "And I will make the hills around this high hill a blessing, and there shall be showers of blessings." And it says, "And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of the yoke and delivered them out of the land of those that serve themselves of them." When God brought them out of the land of Egypt, they were using the children of Israel to serve the world. We're not here today to serve the world. We didn't take up our cross and come to the church to serve the world. But we come to serve God. And that's our desire this day, is to serve God. If you want to serve the world, go back out into the world. Stay out in the world. I've seen people come to the old church and love it for a little while. But they get drawn away back out into the world and go back out there and think the world is their friend. Think the world is what they need. And after a while, they find out the world is not their friend. And they come home, back home to the church, as the prodigal son was. And it's been bearing on my mind for the last 2 or 3 weeks about this prodigal son. Oh, how he enjoyed his father's house. But he wanted something better. He was like the children of Israel there in the land of Egypt. He felt captive. He felt confined in his father's house. He had to live under his father's rule. How many of you had children and say, boy, I just can't wait till I get out of my father's house. I want to go out on my own. I've had that to happen. My two daughters, they thought they wanted to go out on their own when they got of age. Wasn't long. One of them asked, Daddy, can I come home? Just as that prodigal son, when he got over there in that land that he didn't have none to eat, no place to lay his head, had to eat the shucks and the husk of the field with the pigs and the hogs and stuff, and he come to himself. He says, in my father's house are servants which have better than I have. All children of God, let me tell you, it's better here than it is out in the world. That's what he saw, that prodigal son. He saw that in his father's house was plenty to eat. Out here in the world, you'll starve to death for the things of God. But you come into this kingdom, you press into this land where the Lord's at, he'll feed you, he'll clothe you, he'll give you what you stand in need of. Now, I didn't say he'd give you what you wanted, but he'll give you what you need. He'll give you strength to fight the battles that lay ahead. You think, well, I heard people say, well, I've joined the church, I'll just come in and I'll just be just a member of the church. That's not the end of it, children of God. There is a fight to be fought and a battle to be won in the kingdom. Out here in the world's not going to give you a living, is it, without working for it? It never did me for 40-some years. I had to work for everything I had. The world didn't give me anything except a hard time. But I'll tell you, I'm glad that the Lord led me to this place. Lord led me to this kingdom. I had heard before I came into the church that it was a land of milk and honey, but I couldn't see that. I was blinded. I couldn't see that milk and honey until I began to hear the Word of God and how sweet it was. That song we sing, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. When the Lord touched my heart and called me to believe, and I could hear the name of my Lord and Savior. And they began, the old preacher began to tell me what the Lord had done for me. How sweet it was. Oh, it was like drinking milk and eating honey. But the name of Jesus. How sweet it is to have this land and to possess it. And we can keep this land if we still be obedient to the cause of Christ. As David went down there to fight against the giant, and his brothers were jealous of him. What are you doing down here, you little red-haired boy? And he says, there's not a cause. There is a cause to work in this kingdom. There is a cause to serve God. And when we serve him, God will take care of us. I've been blessed beyond measure. Although we have the troubles and trials out here in life, but we're more well-equipped now to fight the battles in the church than we were on the outside. Because God has given us the breastplate of salvation, or the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and a sword of truth. What more do we need in the strength of the Lord with us to fight the battles that lay ahead? I'll tell you, children of God, he didn't give us a backplate to run or to hide, but we're to face the battles that come ahead. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty of God. And when we have the truth as we have it, we have the sword of truth, we don't need to turn and run, because we can stand and have the armies of God behind us. We can have the strength of the Lord with us, and we can overcome. Just as David went there to fight that giant, he had the children of Israel behind him, but they didn't come and fight with him. But there's only one that went with him, and that was God. And that was all that he needed to be sufficient to come out victorious. We're more than conquerors through him. We're more than victorious through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can become victorious in this, and then we can enjoy the fruits of our labors. He says, for your labors are not in vain. And I have seen it, and I can testify to the testimony of our Lord that God has blessed me to work in this kingdom, to minister to his children. And I've been blessed, not in a financial way, not in an earthly way, but I've been blessed in a spiritual way. I've walked close to our God. I've walked and I've talked with him, and I've felt a closeness like I've never felt before. And that's why, children of God, it's so important to be obedient to your God. that you might find that walk, that closeness with our Savior Jesus Christ. And at the end of time of our days come, I hope the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what we want to be in this life, is a good servant unto God. He's given us all that we need. He's given us this land, and we've possessed it. He's given us food and raiment, clothed with righteousness of His Son. We have all that we need here in this kingdom. And why men want to bring something from the world in and mess up something perfect, I don't understand. But that's one thing we fight against, to keep things out of the church. We fight to keep the things that God has put in here. And God set it up perfect. It's perfect today because He's kept it that way. And if He left up to man, we'd have everything in the world in here. But thanks be unto God that He's given us the strength to fight against the unruliness of this world and the wickedness of this world, that we might have the pleasures of this kingdom. May God bless you. May you keep His banner flowing. May you stand for the truth and fight against ungodliness and wickedness in high places, that you might enjoy this land of milk and honey and enjoy it all the days of your life. May the Lord bless you is our prayer. Thank you for your kind attention. Love to have a hymn and open the doors to the church.
376.
376.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet.
Coming up next month on Saturday for the second Sunday in October, Sandy Creek Church, which is not far down the road here, will hold its annual meeting on Saturday, beginning at 10 o'clock, have lunch on the ground and service in the afternoon. And we've got the promise of several preachers. Elder Randy Dillon from Alabama is to be with us. Brother Ronald Bowman from up in Virginia to be with us. Brother Eddie Fowler from down in the Meadow Creek, Bear Creek, is supposed to be with us too. And Brother Eddie Lyle from up at West Jefferson is planning on being with us too. So we're going to have a variety of preachers. So if you have a mind to come be with us at that time.
Saturday. On Saturday
only. Second Saturday. Second Saturday. Begin at 10 o'clock.
and left. It's like normal if it's not too cold and not too hot. We have services in the old log church, morning and evening. So, come prepared. The beaches are hard, but we have some cushions you can sit on too. Anything else? All hearts and minds satisfied, we look to the Lord and be dismissed. Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we come before Thee to thank Thee, Lord, for this rich blessing that Thou hast given unto us. Thank Thee, O Lord, for this land that we have, that Thou hast given us, that we might enjoy the richness of Thy grace and of Thy mercy. And, O Father, help us to keep that land as Thou hast given us. O Father, if it pleases Thee now, we ask, Lord, to be with those that are sick and afflicted again, and be with each one that's here this day. May they have a safe journey home and find all is well, and to praise and honor and glorify Thee. Forgive us now, Father, of our many shortcomings. What we fail in asking, fail not in giving, if it pleases Thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.